Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Have you ever thought, I don't even think it's possible for me to build wealth? And if it is, I'm sure it's super complex. Well, our guest, David Hegarty, has another idea.
I think Alexander Graham Bell, the telephone guy, defined wealth as the moment you can stop working and the money from your investments allows you to live comfortably for the rest of your days. And I love that definition because the beautiful thing about that definition is that it's possible for all of us. It means that wealth isn't a function of how much you make. Wealth is a function of how much you save and how well you invest that.
You're listening to Millennial Money with award-winning money expert and serial entrepreneur, Shauna Compton-Game, where we flip the script on the old school approach to everything your parents never taught you about money. Each week, Shauna creates a safe space by talking with special guests from around the world about money wellness, entrepreneurship, traveling like a boss, and what makes millennials tick. Unique stories, trailblazing perspectives, tips, tricks, and everything there is to know about money. Find it all here as you uncover your money story and unlock the life you want to live. Pretty cool, right? Here's Shauna, money expert, Indiana Hoosier, and burger aficionado.
Everyone knows that putting money aside in savings is really important. But then what? Should you keep your savings locked in a CD for a higher rate or keep them liquid in a money market? Can your checking account help you save too? Or is it about creating the right combination? We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about the savings options that are right for you. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com. Member FDIC.
All right, so let's talk about this idea of how do we build wealth a simple way. In this episode, David, the founder and CEO of Playbook, a step-by-step app for building wealth, is here to deliver some serious money gems. He's going to be throwing out the traditional wealth-building wisdom and instead sharing little-known strategies to help you reach financial freedom by what he says is really important, optimizing tax advantages that help grow your money faster. And as David says, this shift comes when you think about wealth building from this post-tax perspective. This is something that most money experts really don't sink their teeth into, but not to worry. Keep listening to this episode and you're going to learn how you can truly skip the financial plan and just build wealth in what David calls a simple, and I love this word, delightful way. I'm Shauna Compton-Game. This is Millennial Money. I think it's time we get into the conversation. We're talking about one of my favorite topics, which is just the idea of growing money faster. Hopefully everyone listening is here for that as well. And I wanted to start with this idea of compounding, because you say building wealth is really a compounding game. I love that. I think we've all heard that word compounding. We probably understand it to an extent, but tell us a little bit more about this concept. Like, why is compounding really one of the keys to building wealth?
Yeah, it's funny. So Warren Buffett says, my wealth has come from a combination of living in America, some lucky genes, and compounding interest. And it really is that kind of secret sauce for building wealth. It's difficult to understand because first you have to understand the math, but then you have to understand the magnitude of the impact of that math. And that's actually the part that kind of tricks people. So compounding happens when the money you make starts making its own money. That math is kind of straightforward, but the magnitude of the impact has fooled people forever. my wife, who is Indian, tells our kids this story of a smart man who tricked the king with a chessboard and a grain of rice. he placed a grain of rice on the first square of the chessboard and made the king promise that he would gift him a doubling of the rice for each square of the chessboard, which seems trivial at the start. And the king happily agreed. But what he didn't realize was, like, doubling a grain of rice 64 times was more rice than existed on the planet. And that's the power of compounding.
Wow. I love that story. That definitely brings it to life. So thinking about it, it's kind of this idea, right, of like stacking bricks upon bricks. And I know that compounding is really powerful. The earlier we start doing these things, right, the longer we have time to like bring in those grains of rice. What do you think stops us? Like, I think a lot of us have looked at those charts or little, you know, graphics that show, specifically around investing. Like, if you'd started at age 20 or age 25, like, here's how much money you potentially would have. And we look at them and they're very compelling. And yet something in our human nature is we tend to wait. We tend to wait longer and longer for whatever reasons. Like, why do you think we do that?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think a lot of it is, you know, I said again with the compounding, it's like, it's one thing to understand the math, but it's another thing to kind of like understand the impact of the math and where that gets you. But once you do understand the impact of the math, it's really important just to kind of create a plan and then stick to that plan. And what's quite interesting, so, you know, to build Playbook, we do a ton of customer interviews, and we used to ask people, like, do you have a financial plan? we no longer ask that question.
Was it always no?
Well, no. So the reason is, is that you could see this like massive anxiety bomb starting to grow in the pit of their stomach. And I think what happens is, like, money can be stressful. So we avoid it, and then it becomes kind of more stressful. And so for us at Playbook, you know, one of the things we want to do is just make it as quick and easy to get going with the financial plan. And hopefully they'll find that experience pretty delightful. And hopefully we'll have kind of taken out all the stress from it, and then they can stick with it.
I love that you're bringing the word delightful in the same sentence as money. That is definitely my thrust of this show. So I love those two things kind of coming together. And we talked a lot on the show, obviously, about wealth building. Everybody wants to know, how did somebody build wealth? Like, what was the secret? What was the magic? And you specifically say that there's a key in what you call optimizing tax advantages. we've never really talked about it with that angle on the show. So tell me a little bit about this. Like, what are tax advantages? What do we need to know about this?
When most people talk about reducing their taxes, usually they talk about playing defense. So they kind of get to the end of the tax year, they go to their CPA and they try and figure out like how they can maximize their deductions. What we focus on is playing offenses with your taxes. How can you structure your investments such that you'll pay less taxes in the future? And there are many ways to do this, but there's a couple of accounts that are available to all of us. And the most common ones are kind of 401ks, IRAs, and Roth IRAs.
Interesting. Okay. So it's utilizing this kind of combination to really create these tax advantages. And then thinking about it a little bit further, just to kind of play that story out. So if we take advantage of some of these financial products, tools, how does that then inevitably help us grow our money even faster?
Great question, right? So what I always tell people is that it's hard to beat the market, but it's really easy to beat the tax man. And when you beat the tax man, that's a guaranteed bump on your return on investment. And when you think about wealth building, you have to be thinking about wealth building from a post-tax perspective. Because, you know, at the end of the day, there's only two things certain in life, death and taxes. And so, you know, the tax that will come out of your future investments is you know, a critical part of that. And you have to be thinking about that from the start. And so, so an example of what that means. So if you were to invest through a Roth IRA, as opposed to just kind of putting it into a brokerage account, you can avoid capital gains on those taxes. And that bumps your kind of like net return on investment by 15 to 35%.
Wow.
And so I think for most people, you know, it's kind of sexy to pick the stocks and to think about like where your investments go. It's much less exciting to kind of pour through the tax code and understand like what's a 401k, what's an IRA, what are this year's deductions and stuff like that. But that, like, that really is, if you get it right, that's like a, you know, it's a certain upside from your investment. And there's very kind of few certainties with investing.
I think it's pretty interesting too, you talking about this idea of being on offense versus defense. And I think, I'm curious your thoughts on this, but most of us, like, we're going through life and things are kind of flying at us right and left. And like, we're just trying to make it through the day and pay our bills. Yeah. and all of those sorts of things. But that really is a shift, right? And you're thinking to be able to kind of hit that pause button and think about, how do I play money on the offense?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think for most people thinking, you know, understanding tax advantaged accounts is hard. And I think also for most young people, like, they think about tax advantaged accounts as retirement accounts. They think about retirement accounts like for something that their parents do in their in yes. their golden years. But that's not the right way to think about them. The right way to think about them is, these are, you know, accounts you can use to reduce your taxes in the future, which really kind of turbocharge wealth building and get you to financial freedom much quicker. And you know, the other thing I always tell people is that the government limits how much you can put into these tax advantaged accounts. And that's usually the surest sign that it's a good thing. You know, they don't want you to have too much of a good thing. And so, you know, I think what we see with people is, one, that they don't necessarily understand these tax advantaged accounts. And then the second thing is, they don't necessarily understand that most of these tax advantaged accounts are use it or lose it, so that if you don't fill it up by the end of the calendar year or the end of the tax year, you're not getting back that tax advantage opportunity and you've lost it forever. And they kind of consistently fail to do that. And, you know, we spoke about compounding advantages. That's like a compounding disadvantage that they keep having.
Yeah. So curious, are there any other kind of common things that you see come up that most people don't know about these types of accounts, or they don't understand?
I've spoken to a lot of people, you know, so as part of Playbook, we do a ton of customer interviews, and it's really interesting. Like, I've spoken to engineers who work at, you know, one of the big, you know, Silicon Valley tech firms who are earning great money, and, you know, kudos to them, they're saving great money. But yet at the same time, they're not maxing out their 401k so as that they get their match from their employer.
Right.
And I'm like, dude, that's like, that's free money that they want to give to you. And I think it just goes back, you know, I think what we see a lot when we talk to customers and users is, you know, we hear this nearly verbatim from about a third of our users, which is, I want to be smart about my finances and I want to understand how it all fits together. And what they're missing is kind of that holistic approach to finances, kind of like a deeper understanding of like, this is how your, this, these are your finances. These are these different accounts work together. This is how your goals work together. This is how investments work together. This is how it gets you to that place where you want to go. And they're missing that. And instead, you know, what we hear from them is that they a lot of times get point solution advice, you know, so people tell them, like me, like, you know, invest in your 401k or open an IRA, open a Roth IRA, invest in crypto, don't invest in crypto. And what they end up is just like, it's difficult to understand all those pieces of advice and to parse that advice to kind of build a kind of comprehensive plan that they know is going to get them to where they want to go, which is, you know, financial freedom. And if they start early enough, hopefully financial freedom in their 40s or 50s.
So how do you do that? I mean, how do you take then all of these pieces as just an average normal, where like just people live in our lives trying to get down that path of financial freedom? How do we take all these pieces, especially I think in this world of, you know, technology, right? So we have a lot more at our fingertips when it comes to money and ideas and solutions and products and those sorts of things. But how do we begin to put that whole puzzle together?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of what we aim to do with Playbook. So, you know, with with Playbook, I told you we stopped asking that question about like, do you have a financial plan? Because we realized how nerve-wracking it was for people, and instead we just tell them, you know what, we're gonna build you a plan. We're gonna make it simple and easy, and you're also gonna find it delightful. And how we do that is we start by asking the user a couple of questions about how they organize their finances. We use Plaid to kind of link to their bank accounts. And that allows us to build a financial profile for the user on what they're doing now, but also what they should be doing. And we quantify the difference between those two things. And for a lot of our users, it's a big number. It's kind of like 1.3 million difference to their future net worth.
Wow.
Just based on kind of what they're doing now versus what they should be doing. And at that point, we, you know, user kind of confirms they sign up. And after that, we want to build them a financial plan. And for us, the financial plan has kind of four parts to it. The first part is your financial foundation. So, you know, at the end of the day, the most important thing is you kind of protect yourself from financial ruin. So you want to make sure that you have a solid cushion. Some of that financial foundation should be in cash, but some of it can be in investments too, as long as you pick the right investments. Phase two or step two is kind of looking at tax advantages. So we help people understand, you know, based on your income, marital status, a bunch of other things, which tax advantaged accounts are you eligible for and what are the limits of those different accounts? And we effectively help someone kind of figure out like what's their optimal tax advantage strategy for playing offenses with their taxes. And then step three is their goals. Like, do they have any short-term goals or medium-term goals, such as buying a house or maybe buying a car or something like that? So we help people think through kind of what those goals are and make sure that their plan is addressing those goals. And then step four is we want to get people to financial freedom. You know, that's the part that we're all aiming for, that, you know, we have the option to retire early if in our 40s or maybe our 50s or something like that. And what we tell users is that, like, you know, the option to retire early doesn't mean that you will retire early. You know, a lot of people enjoy their jobs, but what it does is that option to retire early gives you just wonderful freedom and empowerment. It means you don't have to stay with your job if you don't want to do it. Or maybe you do like your job, but you want to spend 6 months of the year traveling, or maybe you want to work half time and spend the rest of the time with your kids. And so that's what we mean by kind of like financial freedom. It's the option to retire early, but really it's the empowerment that comes with that optionality.
I think that's great. I think having choices and options, I mean, that's what we're all hoping for, right? When it comes to our money. So being able to think about financial freedom that way, I think is really empowering.
And you know, what we realize too is, younger people make financial plans, like they make plans to meet their friends for a drink or for dinner or something. It's not like, oh, I'll see you in 2 weeks' time at this location on this day. It's like,
hey, maybe we'll meet up.
I'll text you when I'm in the city, and we can figure out if it's a good time. And so it's actually a similar thing with their goals as well. It's like they're not, you know, for house, for example, they're not necessarily saying I want to own my house within 5 years at this price point. Although a small percentage do. The majority of people are like, you know, I want to have the option to buy a house should I want to in 5 to 10 years and I feel like it. And, you know, so we try to kind of like incorporate that type of planning, you know, looser planning into their plans as well.
I like that analogy a lot. I think that really comes to light for hopefully so many of us listening, because it's very true. It's this elusive, you know, kind of environment that we need to be a little bit more structured on when it comes to money. And I actually had a question thrown out at me yesterday, and I want to know your thoughts on it. So you built Playbook, you know, it's this great app for building wealth. And we're in this time where people are having to figure out, do I use technology to help me plan my finances for the future, or do I use an actual human, and when do I need both? Do I not need both? Like, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. So that anxiety bomb I spoke about when you ask people about their finances, it also exists when you ask people about financial advisors. Like a lot of times people, when they're thinking about visiting a financial advisor, particularly for the first time, there's a lot of anxiety and fear and shame, and it's analogous to that unpleasantness of going to the dentist, you know. So yes. Like at least people build it up in their head like that, and so what happens is when you have that much emotions around something, you tend to kind of like procrastinate on it and not do it. I think the really good thing about an app, or at least a well-designed app, is that it makes it significantly easier to get started. Like the UX is approachable, you can do it on your own time. And there's also kind of like no fear of judgment or anything like that. And so for me, I think like at the end of the day, the most important thing is to get started. And if starting with an app makes it more likely that you will start, that's what you should do. And that app will hopefully, if it's a good app, put you down the right path. And you can always talk to a human kind of later down the road. And a lot of times, you know, complexity, certainly as you get older and your net worth increases and stuff like that, the complexity of your finances increase. And at that time, it probably is like most appropriate to talk to a human.
In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process, helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me, and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off.
When it comes to clothes, it's great to have options. But having pieces that you can wear anywhere is a must for everybody. That's why American Giant makes clothing that fits into your life seamlessly, with quality you have to feel to believe. And with an impressive selection of staples to choose from, there's something for everyone. So whether you're on the hunt for the perfect t-shirt, a solid pair of jeans, or super soft sweatshirts, American Giant has what you're looking for. Each American Giant piece is designed to last and created with commitment to doing things better. And all their products are made right here in America. Because keeping things local ensures the kind of quality you'll feel and appreciate for years to come. Discover the American Giant difference today. Shop Wear Anywhere Closet Staples at American-Giant.com and get 20% off your order when you use code WA23 at checkout. That's 20% off at American-Giant.com, promo code WA23.
I like that approach because it's a balance, right? It's like you can have both things. Both things can exist in your financial plan. They both have a place and a time, and that we don't have to make a choice. I think I hear from a lot of my friends that say, well, I just kind of get lost in confusion of what to do because there's so many apps, and do I talk to a person, mm-hmm. and what do I do? And so I just don't do anything. And so I like the message of why not do both? Why not have both at certain points in your life? And utilize all of that advice to get to this financial freedom place.
I 100% agree with that. I think another thing that we kind of realized as we spoke to people and just did research before we built Playbook was there's a ton of advice out there, but a lot of the times it's difficult to parse through, partly because of the volume of it, but partly because like the advice can be a little wishy-washy. So it's like, you know, you might want to consider this, but first you should look at this, and then maybe you should do that. But at the end of the day, talk to your financial advisor. And it's like, it's very difficult. You're right. It gives people kind of decision paralysis, like, or analysis paralysis. They can't get to the right decision, so they kind of pause. With Playbook, we kind of recognize that actually. So we tried to be, we tried to be quite, structured, maybe even a little bit prescriptive and pretty opinionated about what we think the right thing to do is. For some people that doesn't work, but for a big chunk of people, they really value the clarity that gives them. And right. Now they have a path to go on and they can kind of like make sense of it. And so we try to do that with Playbook, which is kind of in the name, you know. We have our opinion about what's important in your financial plan, and we'll try and, you know, for parts of that plan where you need to make a decision, we'll tee up kind of like, this is the decision we want you to make. Here are the trade-offs on each end of making that decision. And we'll kind of like hopefully help you make an educated decision. But through the whole time, like really add clarity and a kind of an opinion on what we think is the right recommendation for you.
And because you've talked to so many people, obviously, before you start a Playbook, and just thinking about people that I've talked to as well, and money habits, right? So money habits really are the thing where, you know, yeah, we're consistently putting money into our 401k or whatever it might be, and money into our emergency fund, and we're paying out our debt. Like, we're doing all of these things. We've cultivated these habits. But I know that's hard. It's hard for us to stick with that because, like you said, we feel a lot of times like it's like going to the dentist, which I've never met a human yet who actually enjoys going to the dentist. So what role does things like automation, particularly when we're talking about like technology and money, what role does automation play in helping us, not like forcing us to have habits, but it's kind of taking that decision point, right? Like outside of our hands and our head, and doing it for us.
Yeah. You know, I think at the end of the day, the most important thing is kind of like having a plan and sticking to that plan. Like, that's the key to kind of reaching financial freedom. So for us, you know, we want to create that plan for people. We want to help them through the decisions they need to make to kind of create that plan. For our users, once that plan is created, that's the optimal thing that they should do with their money, or pretty close to the optimal thing to do with their money. But the next step is like executing on that plan. And with, you know, for execution, it's you got to do it consistently. Like, that's kind of the key to reaching financial freedom. And so we think automation is a really important part of that. It's kind of the icing on the cake for creating the plan. And it has two big benefits. You know, one is it makes sure you stick to the plan. So, you know, we try to help you make the decisions when you create your plan, and then we want you to execute it every month. And for us, you know, consistency is the key to compounding. So you know, automation, the first thing is kind of sticking to the plan. And then the second thing is automation allows us to optimize. So With our plan, automation allows it to be adaptive. So for example, if 1 month you save less money, our plan adapts. If another month you get a raise, our plan adapts. If another month the tax code changes, either because it changes year or because of a new administration, our plan adapts. So with automation, you now have kind of peace of mind that you're doing the right thing with your money each month. And you don't get into this, you don't get into the analysis paralysis, failure to make a decision. And I think, like, I think smart people or those of us who are kind of, you know, have figured out like our own drawbacks, realize that that's actually a big thing that stops us from doing the right thing every month, is we get a little bit of pause, like, should I do this? Should I do that? Oh, I'll figure it out later. And you don't take the action right now. And instead, you just kind of like, you think you'll take it next week instead, but you forget about it.
Next week turns into next month, turns into next year, then a decade's gone.
Exactly. So from that perspective, like automation is just the little assist that keeps you consistent, keeps you doing the right thing each month, and basically makes it conscious. You consciously set it once, but then to kind of like stop doing it, you have to like consciously kind of like opt out of it as well.
It's like the gym model, right?
Exactly.
Join a gym, and then whether you go or not, it just, you know, things happen in the background. But with money, like we're saying this in the good way, right? Like the good things are happening in the background.
Exactly. You know, like there's lots of research on kind of the power of defaults. But if you can set yourself up so that you're defaulted to doing the right thing each month, it happens more likely. And, you know, the way we set it up a playbook, if you want to change out of that, you can change out of it at any time. But you at least know that you're defaulted into doing the right thing each month. And you just kind of have the peace of mind from doing that.
How in the world did you all like figure out all of these data points for the technology to even be able to set up the plan and then make these auto corrections?
The team, you know, on our team, we have product people, finance people, like, so the people you would expect to build technology, the people you'd expect to make a good financial plan. But the other thing we invested a ton in is just copywriters and creatives that help us make sure that we're explaining things simply to people and so that they understand it. So, you know, for us, we've realized that like we're a young company. We need to generate trust with our users. We don't have a legacy brand name like JP Morgan or something like that to fall back on, but we're able to build trust because we bring people in to their finances. We start explaining a plan to them. And the way we build trust is by clearly explaining stuff to people so that they understand it. And the more that they understand it, the more that they trust us and they're actually willing to kind of like let us automate it for them or take care of it for them. So that's kind of like a big part of what we need to do is kind of like help people understand. And we found actually that it's very difficult to do that. And we need to not just write things on, you know, in the app, because people don't read. We need to use GIFs to explain kind of the priority stuff.
We're explaining human nature right now, right?
Totally. So we need to use illustrations. We need to use GIFs. We occasionally need to use like a TikTok style video where, you know, there's somebody, you know, talking, and that, you know, there might be audio playing, but just the fact that the subtitles are there, but the fact that you have somebody there talking to you, making eye contact, pointing to a GIF kind of like on a green screen behind them, that just, it, you know, adds a little bit of variety to how you consume information and allows us to maybe make a point that we really think is important for you to understand before we get to the next part of your plan. And it's been very successful and effective for us at kind of like helping people understand their plan and understand what we're doing with their finances.
Yeah, because you're taking away that fear, that anxiety, that sort of stress that we're talking about that so many people have, because you're also putting it in a playful, fun way that I think breaks down that barrier with money, maybe changes the relationship, and it somehow then feels approachable and doable, which is kind of the winning combination.
Totally. And then, you know, the other thing from a goals perspective is, you know, we try to focus on not necessarily on the you know, nuts and bolts of the finances, because at the end of the day, your finances is a means to an end. And like what we're trying to get you to is the end, which is like you're in a secure financial place, you're heading towards financial freedom. Maybe you've arrived at financial freedom, but it's then like, what does your life look like when you've kind of hit that point? Like, and, you know, going back to the original point about like financial freedom, it's really about kind of like options so that you can, you know, live your best life and do the things that give you passion and joy in your life. And so, you know, we certainly talk about the nuts and bolts of things, but we always reframe it back to kind of like, this is where we're trying to get you to. It's not about, you know, finance isn't the end, it's the means to an end.
The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet. Finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Hey, my name's Otis Gray, host of the Daily Book Club, a daily podcast where I read wonderful old books one chapter at a time. Simple as that. Whether you want to get engaged and lost in a fascinating story that has stood the test of time, or just relax to a good book, listen to the Daily Book Club to get wrapped up or unwind during your day. We'll read classic stories like Pride and Prejudice, The Enchanted April, The Wind in the Willows, beautiful stories all told from start to finish. And you can even do a real book club. Tune into the Daily Book Club Discord and discuss the readings with other book club listeners. However you want to listen, it's your choice. Subscribe to the Daily Book Club on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else. New episodes every single day. So sit back, relax, and get lost in the Daily Book Club.
And I think this is also something important to talk about. I know when I was a practicing certified financial planner and worked with clients, this was something I would bring in and tell people over and over again. And it was sort of like a light bulb moment that went off. But you're kind of saying the same thing. And I think it feels like there's a need to repeat this, that getting to that point of financial freedom isn't necessarily about the dollar amount that you make or that you have, but it really is about how efficiently and intentionally are you using what you have. And that just doing that in itself can create wealth. So I love the idea of just breaking down those barriers, that wealth is not about making 100,000 or a million or whatever that number is for you. It's really about just taking what you've got and like, let's just use it the best way possible.
I think Alexander Graham Bell, the telephone guy, defined wealth as the moment you can stop working and the money from your investments allows you to live comfortably for the rest of your days. And I love that definition, because the beautiful thing about that definition is that it's possible for all of us. It means that wealth isn't a function of how much you make. Wealth is a function of how much you save and how well you invest that. So somebody earning $1 million a year and someone earning $100,000 a year, they become wealthy at exactly the same time if they're saving 20% of their earnings. Now, it's true, the more you earn, the easier it is to save. But, you know, I think that's a huge opportunity that young people have. If they're smart about money in their 20s and 30s, they could be financially free in their 40s or 50s.
Very well said. I like that. So you've been through all of these interviews with people. You've built this really smart app. I'm just wondering, have you yourself during this process like walked away with any sort of money ahas or money lessons that just really stand out to you?
So I always describe Playbook as the app I wish I had in my 20s. I'm in my 40s now, but you know, I was similar to that Google engineer I described. Like as a 20-year-old, I was had finished my MBA degree. I was working at Microsoft, and I was finally making decent money, and I was saving a good chunk of it. But I wasn't using my 401k. I was missing my 401k match. And you know, it's taken me kind of like 20 years, I would say, to get smarter about my finances, to understand the tax, like how to play tax offense, like I described, like use tax advantaged accounts. And so, you know, going through this process of building Playbook, I still learn about, you know, tax implications or tax tricks or tax hacks to kind of like lower my bill. So I'm always learning that. I would say the other thing I learned too is just kind of like understanding that my investments, I shouldn't think of my investments as like one big pool of money. I should think of my investments maybe in like buckets of different money. So one bucket I have for my financial foundation, another bucket I might have for kind of shorter term things I'm saving for, and a third bucket I would have for you know, early retirement or financial freedom. And for those buckets of money or buckets of investments to work for me, I usually keep them at different risk levels. So for example, my bucket of money that's with financial foundation, I usually keep it at a much lower risk level. My bucket of money for financial freedom or early retirement, I usually keep that at a much higher risk level. So for me, that's definitely been like a new way how I think about my investments, about like different tierings of kind of risk level with the money.
Wow. Well, David, this has been such an eye-opening, so many great gems in this episode. I just would love for you to tell listeners, if they're interested in this idea of using Playbook to help them get to this place of financial freedom, where do they go?
Yeah. So helloplaybook.com. And you just go there, and hopefully you can see exactly kind of like everything I described about the app. And then if you if you start the process, we'll calculate for you your Playbook impact. So this is basically kind of like what our estimate of what's the difference between what you're doing now and what you should be doing. And you know, you can get to that within kind of 30 seconds of playing with the app.
There is a reason why Albert Einstein called compounding the eighth wonder of the world. I always like to think of compounding like a snowball. So money builds upon money, which builds upon money and more money. Almost like if you were pushing your snowball down the hill. Like, think of that analogy. As David talked about compounding, I kept thinking about how easy it is to just overlook these easy parts of wealth building. looking for like some secret decoder ring when compounding and automation and all these wonderful tools are just right at your fingertips. So my advice is always just pick one thing that really lights you up from an episode like this one, and then just start at that place. Rome was not built in a day, and neither is your wealth, but it can start from this really simple place. If you enjoy this episode, do me a favor, share it with a friend or family member, someone who you also think, hey, they really need to hear this episode. As always, you can head to the show notes for all the links to our episode guest, as well as our sponsors who make this podcast possible. I will see you back here in a few days for a brand new episode.
Hey, you. Yes, you. Before you go, we want to say thanks for listening to this episode of Millennial Money. For all the links, tags, and ads you've heard on today's episode, check out the show notes or go to mmoneypodcast.com, where you'll find more episodes to share with your friends. While you're at it, leave us a review and make sure to subscribe wherever you listen so you don't miss out on all the money tips and tricks that will take you from a millennial regular to a millennial money expert. See you back here in a few days with a fresh new episode.
We've all spent more time with family lately. It can feel like old times, but your mind is on the future too, and what you can do to shape it. At Sandy Spring Bank, we work with clients to help them grow and protect their money with wealth management, trust services, and insurance so they can enjoy today and ultimately pass along their wealth. We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about your dreams. Visit sandyspringbank.com/wealth. Wealth and insurance products are not FDIC insured, not guaranteed, and may lose value.